Amazon Journal by Sarah Steinberg. Genre: a journal is a record of thoughts and events that are important to the writer. It is a kind of autobiography. Think about what is important to Sarah Steinberg as you read the journal. Question of the week: what does a person sacrifice to explore the unknown? March 17, 2013. I feel like my heart is going to jump out of my chest. Thump, thump, thump. The pounding started as soon as the plane took off. I can't believe I'm doing this. After hearing the stories all these years, I'm finally going to the place where grandmother had her big adventure. There is a man sleeping in the seat next to me, snoring. He's shut the window. I'd hope to catch sight of the icebergs of Torre del Paine National Park. But really, I just want to see everything so I can remember it all forever and tell my own grandchildren. The way grandmother told me. Just 14 more hours to go. March 18th, 2013. Almost there. A few more hours until my last flight, and we touch down in Manaus, Brazil. I haven't been able to sleep this whole time. I keep thinking about the fortune teller back in Chile. How much she got right. I didn't want to see her, but my best friend pulled me into her darkened shop. A woman with two long white braids was making a cup of milky tea. She did not even turn to me when she said, "It's your grandmother. She's very sick." The fortune teller went on, "You must depart on a trip to find the answer. The answer is in the flowering plant that will not dry." She turned to me and fixed me with a stare. "Go, find your grandmother's dearest friend. She will lead you there." My jaw nearly dropped. It was one thing to know that grandmother was sick, but about the flower? And Elena? Grandmother had been a botanical collector and an explorer in her youth. In fact, she had cataloged more than 5,000 plant species in her life. But her last field trip yielded a major mystery. It was deep in the Amazon jungle with her exploring partner and friend, a woman named Elena. Together they found something incredible, a beautiful flower as colorful as a parrot. It was like nothing they'd ever seen before. The pair clipped the plant at its root and carefully attempted to press it, so they could bring it back to their makeshift lab and learn more about it. But when they brought it back to the lab, they found that the flower, though pressed, had not dried at all. In fact, no matter what they did, the flower would not dry out. March 20th, 2013. I made it! Arrived in Manaus last night. I was so tired, I don't remember getting from the airport to the hotel. I checked in and fell fast asleep, still in my clothes, clutching the addresses grandmother had given me. I woke up this morning to discover that the hotel is in the historical center of the city, near a beautiful pink opera house, the Teatro Amazonas. Starved, I went out to find breakfast. It was delicious. Fresh papaya slices, an acai berry and banana smoothie, and pancakes made from tapioca flour. It is hot and raining. It's been raining since I arrived. Even when it stops, it seems as though the drops are just resting in the air, waiting to fall again. I will start my search for Elena this afternoon. I went out in search of Elena. I had the paper grandmother had given me with her old address and her full name and the names of her family members. But I didn't need most of it. I went to the first address, a little green house on the outskirts of the city. I knocked on the door, anticipation making my stomach do flips. Out came a tiny woman. Her eyes sparkled with intelligence. "Hi," I said. "Are you Elena?" I asked. She didn't answer, just stared at me. "Did you ever know a woman named Ines?" The woman narrowed her eyes at me, and then she was crying and hugging me. My dear, dear friend, Ines. Have you come with a message from her? I told her, I'm her granddaughter. She is very ill. Now I'm at the hotel, packing up my things. Elena says I'll stay with her now. March 21st, 2013. I'm back at Elena's cozy house. It's amazing how the city can be so modern and so ancient at the same time. From Elena's house, the Amazon River is just a few minutes away. Last night, she fed me fresh fish, and for dessert, pitomba fruit, tangy and tart. While I ate, she told me stories about my grandmother, their travels together, and the mysterious flower. Usually, when you pick a flower, it begins to dry right away, Elena said. But this one was unusual. It never dried. So we brought it to a shaman, who said that we had found something very special. The myth in his tribe was that whoever had this flower could use it to heal any illness. In those days, I had developed a very bad, very wet cough. Your grandmother wanted me to use the flower to heal. I said, no! If we bring this to the university, we will be famous. But your grandmother was adamant. She wanted me to heal. So we used the flower to brew a tea. Amazingly, it worked. Your grandmother might have saved my life. Incredible, I said, Elena went on. We wanted to find more, of course. We went back out into the jungle. We looked, but we never found anything. Your grandmother was getting letters from your grandfather. He wanted her to return home. We said we would go back out again, but we never did. Until now. Do you mean you'll come with me? Of course, Elena said, clapping her hands like an excited teenager. I've been waiting for 50 years for this. But we will need a guide. A guide? I asked. She winked at me. In case something happens to you, I don't think I can carry you. March 25th, 2013. 3 days later, we were boating up the Amazon. Me, Elena, and the guide. His name is Bohoko, and he is from an indigenous tribe called the Desana. He wears a gorgeous necklace made of feathers and shells, and knows everything about this area. He showed us the place where the Rio Negro and the Amazon River converge, where black and yellow waters flow next to each other. Today, we heaved the small boat to shore and trekked out into the jungle. The noise in the jungle is intense. Rain landing on the leaves, monkeys howling, birds singing, bugs and toads calling out. Bohoko led us through jungle paths. The trees are giant, tall and straight, and vines hang from everything. The air is so humid, I feel I could slice it in half. When we stopped for the night, a squirrel monkey on a branch threw twigs down at our camp. March 27th, 2013. We woke up this morning before the sun came up and went with Bohoko to forage for fruit. Life in the jungle is so hard. Everything is strange. Slower, but faster. Quieter, and yet so very loud. I wish this rain would stop, I said as beads of water fell from my nose. Bohoko shook his head. This rain powers the earth. This forest sustains almost half of life on this earth. I had never thought of it that way. Elena popped an acai berry into her mouth and smiled. It was still dark. We stopped at a small pond where giant lily pads floated on the water. I looked up and could see the stars in the sky, and then realized that the stars were below me, too, reflected in the water. It is all so beautiful and so different from home. We could be on another continent, even another planet. March 28th, 2013. I'm so disappointed. Early this afternoon, we were out on the trails, searching. we came across a pond with giant water lilies on the water. This feels familiar, said Elena, scanning the area carefully. She and Bohoko were talking while I watched the movement in the pond. The water lilies were so big you could have hidden your face behind them. I saw a few bubbles come up to the surface of the pond. I wondered if there were any piranhas in there. Bohoko pointed to an area beyond the pond where there was a dense bush and many vines hanging. He gestured for us to follow him. We walked very carefully. Every single thing in the jungle appears to be moving, to be living, even the ground. When we got to the area that Bohoko had pointed out, we were under a dense canopy of green. Suddenly, Bohoko reached out his arm in front of me. I stopped. There, less than 20 feet away, was a jaguar, sleeping on the branch of a tree. Its expression was forbidding, even in sleep. Just behind the jaguar, I saw a tiny flower peeking out from the branches of a tree. It was brightly colored, in blues, reds, yellow, and purple, like a parrot. I had to hold myself back from gasping. I looked at Elena. Her eyes were huge. Bohoko still had his arm across my body, preventing me from moving. He shook his head and whispered, "Walk backwards, quietly now." And so we backed away while I watched the thing I had come to the Amazon for slip away into the chaos of the jungle. March 29th, 2013. The most incredible thing. I will never, ever forget it. This morning, Bohoko and Elena were planning the day's trek while I was brooding about losing the flower. Elena gave me a big hug. "Don't worry," she said. "The jungle gives. We will find." But I shook my head no, despondent. I ambled away, having caught sight of a beautiful butterfly colored in reds, blues, and yellows. It was flitting around in the air. Then it flew toward me and landed on my shoulder. I turned my head to get a close look at it, but instead of the butterfly, there was the flower, sitting on my shoulder. "I know I saw a butterfly! I am sure of it!" But then it was gone, and poof, like magic, there was the flower. I snatched it up, crying tears of joy. April 1st, 2013. I'm on the plane back home to Chile. The flower pressed into the pages of this diary. I keep checking it, looking at it, touching it. It's still fresh. Elena wrote the instructions down. Soak flour in boiling water until it dissolves and liquid becomes a tincture. And then she put a little note of her own for my grandmother. "Drink this," it said. "Then meet me at the river so we can go back out to explore. Your friend forever, Elena."